Welcome in, 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We're live from Belmont. Bruins got Murray State tonight. The ladies have already played and beaten Murray State. They played at 11 o'clock this morning. The mastermind behind all this stuff and everything that we survey before us, Scott Corley, joins us now. Yeah, that's mastermind. Yeah.
I'll take it in a positive way, though.
The athletics mastermind. That needs to be on your business card.
I came toward the end of that game, and there were a lot of people in here having fun and a lot of kids in here having fun.
It was great. It was. It's a great atmosphere when you can get the elementary school kids to come. And, you know, we had about 1,000 of them, and they were excited, and they were into it all the way to the end. So it was nice. It's nice for our women to play in front of that crowd. I know Coach Brooks and the team really enjoy those types of games, and it's fun to put on, and it kind of worked out well. Typically, we do that in a non-conference game because you don't have the second game to you know, schedule around. But in a lot of ways, this worked out great. We could get that done, get the win under our belt, and now we can start the game at 6:30 and make it really a – because tonight is a big game for the men, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Great day.
Yeah, that women's basketball has really embraced that concept of a morning or midday game with the local or local elementary schools. I know we did that when I was in athletic administration, and it's a fun thing. And those kids, they're wired. It's one of the craziest atmospheres. If you've never been to a game where it's an elementary school game, oh my goodness, it is banana land.
It is. It's a win-win.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is. It's a win-win. They create a great atmosphere. They have a good time, and hopefully they walk away saying, man, Belmont University is pretty fun. Mom, Dad, I want to go back and watch it. So we're glad, and we'll keep doing them as long as we can.
This last season, really, for Belmont, it's been so many great things with construction, which we'll get to. But women, we had Coach Brooks on earlier, four straight NCAAs. The men go and get a win. Bird gets 800. You get a guy drafted. It just goes on and on.
Yeah, it was a historic year. It was a lot of fun, needless to say. And, you know, to have all that come together with Coach Burge last year, to see Dylan and the success that he had getting drafted, the women's program, the consistency has been amazing. And for Coach Brooks to come in and keep that going. And, you know, it's a fun time. Obviously, as an athletic director, it was kind of a dream scenario. But we all know that's in the past. I mean, and it's what are you doing for us lately? And I'm excited about the season. We're in a little different space than we usually are with the men in fourth, and the women were in fourth before the win. We're not accustomed to that. And so, you know, it's how do you react? Every year, we all know, is a new year. It's a new journey. It's never going to be a straight line. There's ups and downs. And I'm excited, though, to see our women bounce back today after a difficult loss on Saturday against Jacksonville State. And now the men, you know, they had a very tough four-game road trip. It's going to be great to be back home in the friendly confines of the Curb Events Center. And going against your rivals, you know, and the leaders in the conference, it's a great opportunity, and we're excited about that.
We're not accustomed to not being in first.
Kind of sounds that's arrogant. It wasn't meant to be.
No, but that's what you guys do. Yeah. You win.
Peter Frampton told us once, it's not bragging if you did it.
That's exactly. Yeah. You talk like about, like, you know, what have you done lately kind of thing. Well, you did make an announcement about an indoor practice facility, which is going to be a game changer for you guys.
Yeah, that was a great announcement. Yeah. Needless to say, you know, very, very thankful to Dr. Fisher, senior leadership, and the board that they see the value of athletics within a university. And the ability to make that type of commitment, I think, sends a huge message to, obviously, our players, our coaches, our recruits, the parents of the recruits, that we're going to continue to invest to make sure we're a championship caliber program. And so, you know, it was just a fun day, and obviously the reaction from the players, and to see their excitement, and I know our coaches are going to use it to their advantage when they're out recruiting. You know, but still, at the end of the day, it's about the people. But this facility certainly takes that you know, that argument out that, hey, Belmont doesn't have it, I don't want to go there. So last week was huge.
It's an exciting time to be on the campus at Belmont. There are cranes everywhere, construction projects everywhere.
It's busy.
I will say it is truly a blessing to be on a growing, vibrant campus. City of Nashville certainly has a lot to do with it, but what we're doing here, and when you can bring a recruit and they see that you are growing and we can build some beautiful buildings, as you can see around here, you know, I visit with a lot of ADs at other places where enrollment's down, and the things that they're having to go through from cuts or not being able to do the facility enhancements, it makes it very difficult. And I try to remind myself, my staff, and our coaches, because we all want more and more and more, but we're in such a we're so blessed to be where we are, and we got to remind ourselves of that and take advantage of it.
Vanderbilt Athletics Director Scott Corley, our guest.
Belmont.
What did I say?
Yeah. Oh,
yesterday Vanderbilt. We said Vanderbilt 100 times.
We did, yes.
You'll have to forgive me. It's been a very Vanderbilt-y kind of week.
Understand.
I mean, they do have an opening, to be fair.
Yeah. No, Belmont Director of Athletics Scott Corley. You hit on this, and I've spent some time working in the same profession. Again, Freudian slip, sorry. It's just been an interesting week for college athletics in the city.
Sure.
And you said the facilities are great. It's people that matter most. You kind of hinted at that. And that's something I've always said was everything you do as a director of athletics, whether you're the top guy, you're an assistant, an associate, or you're an intern, or whatever you do, it starts with your student athletes and your coaches and your staff. Everything starts there. Buildings are nice, and practice facilities are great, and selling out buildings and all that's great, but it all starts with the people who make it happen. And that's one thing that's always struck me about you. You seem to be a guy that understands that. And I'm curious to ask you this. How are your communication lines with your coaches, with your student athletes here? How do you treat that?
Well, I tried to be very intentional, and I took some advice from Mike Strickland. And first off, a lot of credit has to go to Mike for the culture that he built over the 20 years that he was here. I inherited an amazing culture where it's a very low-ego environment, where it is everyone buys into the fact that we are here to help our student athletes have a great experience and learn the skills that they need to be successful after athletics. And so one of the pieces of advice Mike gave me was to still meet with every head coach monthly. And instead of doing a combined staff meeting, I have tried to do that. It makes my schedule very, very difficult having 13 scheduled meetings, but it does give me that direct line of communication with the head coaches. And then I've tried to do on top of that is they kind of branded it coffee with Corley, but I will try to go out, have coffee with the assistant coaches all the way down to the graduate assistants, because I want them to hear from me what the expectations are, why we're here, and really reemphasize that culture. And then we do have a monthly staff meeting. And so a lot of meetings, you could say, but it also, you've been in it, it's important that everyone is on the same page, everyone understands the same goals and challenges. And so I've tried to be very intentional on that.
How fluid are you in terms of like sitting down with people and discussing and kind of working through the potential of like adding sports? Is that something you guys spend time on?
You know, to be honest, not a whole lot. Okay. I mean, again, we're at a university that's growing with enrollment, and so you don't necessarily need the athletics to provide an impetus for that. And so I'm just trying to make the 17 sports I got here as good as they could be. And so we haven't spent a whole lot of time on that, Brent.
One thing you guys do focus on here, which, and Brent talks about it all the time, he always brings his kids out to games. Mickey does as well. I mean, just such a phenomenal atmosphere for a basketball game here at Belmont, especially tonight with this opponent. But how much is that discussed? Like, hey, we want this to be family friendly. There's, you know, face painting. It's covered parking. We're making it easy for those in Nashville to come be a part of our family.
Oh, well, appreciate that. First off,
it is easy
because we do talk about that a lot.
Yeah,
and we think that's something that enhances our brand, and we want to be known as a family friendly place. That it's easy and convenient to get in, affordable. You know, I'm biased, but I think it's the best value, sport value in all of Nashville. And so, you know, we work hard on that every day. We talk about it a lot. Takes a lot of great people to execute it. I think, you know, we know, you know, you can do 99 things right, but if you mess up one thing, it tends to be the one thing people talk about. But
yes, yes to that.
That's a topic on our show every day at some point.
And that's just the human part of this business, but we try to minimize the errors and things like that. And again, we've got a great staff that buys into it and wears a lot of hats to make it happen. But we do. We get a lot of positive feedback from families. And when new people come to the a game, they're just like, wow, that was a lot of fun. And our challenge is to keep them coming back. I mean, I think we all know the challenge in Nashville, there's so many entertainment options. It's how do you keep Belmont on the top of mind? And we work hard on that every day.
Got 45 seconds left, a minute left with Scott Corley. What is your biggest challenge? It's 2020. What's the thing that keeps you up most at night as you look forward?
You know, there's always challenges just with the direction of NCAA, the Power Fives, and what do they have, and how do you keep trying to remain competitive with that? I think from just a direct student athlete, you know, we're seeing a lot more mental health discussions and challenges that come with that. And so how can we be there to support them when those issues arise? And so, you know, it's things like that. But we're in a great place. You know, it's an amazing industry that we're in. I don't think the NCAA does near as good a job talking about all the great things about it.
Right.
And the media tends to focus on the negative things that are going on. And at the end of the day, we're here to help serve student athletes, have a great experience playing, but it's about getting the education, and it is about getting out and making sure they're successful after they're playing. And that's 99% of NCAA schools in the entire population. There's and my percentages may be off, but you get the point. I mean, a lot of the bigger schools, they don't necessarily may ascribe to that, but 99% of us do. And we're doing a great job at it.
Yeah.
We've graduated more kids this past year in all the sports combined in the history of the NCAA at 83%.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
And keep it up.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely. Scott Corley, Belmont Director of Athletics. Always great catching up with you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
It'll be off, a fun night, man.
Yeah, tip off tonight, separate 6:30 tickets available as Murray State comes in here. Belmont, Murray State, that's as good as it gets.
Murray State, by the way, 10-0 in conference play. They've won 22 consecutive games against conference teams.
Oh, I guess it's time for that to break, huh?
However, yeah, they have never won here. So there you go.
Supposed to have Caleb Plant when we come back. The heavyweight champ from Nashville set to join us.
Before we get there, though, I want to talk to you a little bit about Arbor Art Tree Care, and maybe you need some help taking care of those trees. Winter weather is here. Oh, we're talking about possibility of snow tonight. I think Rutherford County schools are closed tomorrow. That cold weather, that wintry mix, it can be hard on your trees. Don't just trust anyone that knocks on your door to say, hey, I'll take care of this fallen tree, or hey, that tree doesn't look like it's alive anymore. It needs to come down. You need to make sure and call an insured certified arborist. You need to call my buddy Dean Glasscock at Arbor Art Tree Care. They can also help to protect your trees throughout the cold winter months with their all-natural fertilizer programs. They establish this healthy soil environment. That means you have a healthy tree when it comes time in the spring, so you can enjoy it. They're a family business, been around for 25 years this year. It's tree care, but they can also take care of your ornamental shrubs. Full service tree care is what they do. All you have to do, call Arbor Art Tree Care. Give Liz in the office a call. Dean Glasscock always talks about her, and she will help you out, take care of you. Give her a call at 299-9999. Have them come out, check your trees, make sure that you are winter safe. That is the best full-service tree care you can get here in Nashville. That's Arbor Art Tree Care for exceptional service every time. Visit them online at arborart.net or give them a call. Arbor Art Tree Care, 299-9999.
Zone.